Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we up in this beyond. Yeah, there we up in this beyond. Yeah, there we go. All right, check this out, people. Because we're going to have some technical difficulties starting this B.I.H. off. I only got three tracks of the schedule, or two tracks of the schedule, three tracks that I was trying to get up on him. So what we're going to do is start this thing off with the first one, and while I work on something. Live right here in the mix is your boy Captain Smoke So Good. I mean, smell so good. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the co-hostess with the smoke mostest. Oh, I mean, yeah, mostest. Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying? Checking in just a minute. Elsa Gundo. And we live up here at the 420 Aftermath and Mystical Concert Update. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all my international people who might not know who Mystical is. And if you do, now you know. I know the Netherlands up on it. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the international smoke representative, Mr. Sayanai. As we do the aftermath right here live. And I tell y'all what went down last night at Club Sky.
Yeah, bro, we could be out. Oh, man, y'all been rolling the motherfucker up, man. Come on, bro. Motherfucking man.
This one go out to all the niggas who be getting loaded. All the ladies who be getting loaded.
Yeah, bro, we could be out. Oh, man, y'all been rolling the motherfucker up, man. Come on, bro. Motherfucking man.
This one go out to all the niggas who be getting loaded. All the little ladies who be getting loaded.
I was fucked up, yeah.
I'm on. You better make my own home. High DJ Chome in my own zone, smoking on drugs. Smoke all over this motherfucker, but I never would've known it if I were alone. So come and take a walk with me, get spoke with me, but I broke with me. See, y'all niggas can't find these.
Niggas be moving in slow motion,
smoking at Bionic Club. And ain't no weed like Bo, we no folk like that stone. I be dreaming for indica, but God, just what I'm thinking. Nigga, you won't know something. Fuck the dumb, nigga, you better smoke.
All right, here we go. Shit, sons of bitches. Damn, they ain't upload one of my files, though, man. It's all good. I had to use that as my research. I couldn't have. It ain't on him. I'm a damn file out there. Your mother, Muranekas. Ah, let's see. There it go. Okay. There we go. I wonder what the hell happened. All right, let me put some theme music in the background. Shouts out to a couple of people coming through. Bid66.com, man. Make sure y'all go through and check that out. www.bid66.com for all your lowest and best bids out there. You know what I'm saying? You can get FI pass for the low. You can get all kind of good shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's going now. Shout out to Mr. Easy Rider representing bid66.com. Got Miss Computer Lady sliding through, a.k.a. Miss PC. Oh! Damn, I need some water. Can't smoke, people, without drinking water. No mix, you know what I'm saying? And, so this is the official 420 Aftermath. You know what I'm saying? Mystical wrap-up, update, all that kind of good shit. You know what I'm saying? And, wait a minute.
Yeah, that
heartbeat
will wake you up in the morning, all right.
Well, it's goddamn ass in here.
It's
really
hard.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's the ticket right there. So what's happening?
What's happening with you?
You survived 420. We need to get some I Survived 420 t-shirts, you know what I'm saying? As well, some people tell you, boy. Right now, I'm
on the last bit right here.
Yeah, you know it. Just putting this last one in the air. Shouts out to my cousin with the OG Kush. That's what, Orange Kush, some shit like that. It was good, though. You know.
OG Kush, that's right.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, Grandfather Kush, that's some good stuff.
And smoking good. You know, purchased something a little extra special for the Mystical concert last night, you know, and, you know, shout out to PuffPuffParty.com. Y'all check out the special events and all that kind of shit. PuffPuffParty.com. Homeboy Ashwood came through and performed, opened up real big. Shout out to all the artists that came through and performed. You know, it was a nice show. And now let me get into the motherfucking nitty gritty. What the fuck went on?
That's what I'm waiting for.
First of all, people, the biggest smoke day of the year, let me get a description, the country, and for all smokers all around the world. It's international, you know. So,
I'm on the show.
So, you know, I got a couple of questions. You know, first of all, where did you smoke out at and with whom, you know? Anyone famous? You know, and how about smoking out with legendary rap icon and former smoker? Yeah, I did say former smoker. Mystical, a.k.a. Mr. Still Smoking. Come on, man, stop doing that. You know I'm on the damn show. I hate people do that. How about smoking, with a former Mystical? Anyway, he performed live on stage in Tampa, Florida, Club Sky, which doesn't allow weed smoking.
And he did a great job, and it was very entertaining. He did a good show, you know what I'm saying? He was real down to earth and very interactive with the fans. And you know, he kept it real, you know what I'm saying?
What kind of person is that?
Exactly. You know?
What the hell?
That was the first thing. Alright, so when we get to the club, you know what I'm saying, we go to VIP, we get our VIP bands and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Me, part time art, and you know, we goes up. When we get up to the top of the stairs, I already hear this little punk ass motherfucker security guard act like he the goddamn police, you know what I'm saying? Telling this dude he done found some weed on. Talking about you gotta look out for me somehow, you know what I'm saying? Cause you ain't supposed to, you know, I ain't supposed to allow you to have that up in here. He was like, man, what you talking about? Break off some money or something? He was like, well, you know, I don't smoke, so you gotta do something. I'm like, what? So, okay, I'll check that out in just a second. And, so the motherfucker turned around and tried to, you know, gave the dude weed back, but I guess the dude had to break him off. So I overheard it. So I sat up there and I put the herb in my back pocket, you know what I'm saying? Put it in my back pocket. And then I step up. So when I step up, okay, listen, let me run it back. I came up, went through security. Get back in there, Ms. Evelyn. Went through security. When I got to the second security, they had two checkpoints. The second checkpoint, this motherfucker went police style, patted police down, pat down style. This is VIP now. And then went in my back pocket, you know what I'm saying, found my little bag of herb, you know what I'm saying, my little bag I just bought. And, you know, and I had my little blunt case that had two blunts already rolled up in it, because I meant to have 10 of them rolled up before I got there. It didn't happen, but I was working on it. So we get up after he take the weed out of my pocket, tell me to take everything out of my pocket. I take everything out of my pocket, set it on his little stool. He searched me and shit. They ain't gonna talk to me, man. I'm gonna give you a break. And he gave me all my shit back and then pocketed my weed. So I'm like, well, what the fuck, man? So I stood to the side and I'm like grilling this dude, like, man, this motherfucker finna either give me my motherfucking shit back or I'm finna motherfucking get my shit back and get the fuck up out of this club. Fuck physical and the whole goddamn event. If I can't be in this bitch with my motherfucking weed, you got me fucked up. I canceled the whole goddamn show. So fucked around. And you know, I stood there, I'm standing there with my homeboy Art now. Art is my photographer, my homeboy, he's a photographer. And he looked black, but he's actually Cuban. You know what I'm saying? He's just real dark skin. So most people will mistake him, you know what I'm saying, for just a black dude. So we standing there and the security guard was Hispanic, he was a Spanish dude. And so we standing there, like 15 fucking minutes. Everybody done walked off. I'm still standing there. I'm like, this motherfucker gonna give my shit back. I don't give a fuck. I paid too much money for it. I spent like $45 on some goddamn weed. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So motherfucker that I can't even smoke with, because he don't smoke weed. Fucking Mystical don't smoke weed, because he on probation. Not that he don't, but he on probation. Just got out of prison. And when you get out of prison, they put you on a 290-day probationary period. That's mandatory for all prisoners that get released, you know what I'm saying, period, when you do over a certain number of years. So that's, you know, my uncle experiencing it, he experiencing it, you know, it ain't nothing new. That's what they do. So I wasn't even worried about that, though. I was just, you know, I still want to be smoking in the presence of Mystical, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn, fuck the bullshit. And so what ended up happening, I called the promoter. He talking about he was finna come to the front door. This motherfucker never came up to the front door. I didn't see him. And, you know, so my homeboy who the Cuban dude, my homeboy, you know what I'm saying, he walked over to the dude, started talking Spanish to him. All that, you know what I'm saying? And I'll arrive dirty to you. After he did that, he flashed me, with the light and shit. And he was like, man, the dude finna give you weed back. And he went back in the conversation, started talking in Spanish, blah, 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 blah. And then came back over to me, handed me my damn weed back. I was like, God damn, thank you, Lord, because, boy,
that's all that matters.
It's gonna be some fucking trouble up here, man. Thomas, just go downstairs. Don't just make sure you smoke downstairs. I'm like, shit, that would fuck. We was gonna smoke anyways. You know what I'm saying? So it's all good, but yeah, that was crazy, man. That was crazy. You know, but good times though. Good times, you know. Good fucking times, man. Ashwood came and performed live. He did a good job, you know what I'm saying? The YouTube videos he posted soon. And that was really the most drama, you know what I'm saying, that happened. You know, motherfucker trying to fight. But that just brings up a point, you know what I'm saying? When you go to the clubs, you know, how the fuck is a VIP if you can't do what the fuck a VIP person does? You know, if I'm motherfucking the artist, or when I'm the DJ and I'm the VIP DJ, if I want to smoke, I'm going to motherfucking smoke in that booth. That's me. That's what I do. I'm clearing it before I even motherfucking come and do the gig at your job, at your establishment. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody's standing around me, they probably going to be smoking too, 9 times out of 10. You know? So,
yeah.
It's like, come on. It's a 420 party. What kind of shit is that? Where they located at is like not even part of Ybor. It's in Ybor City, but it's not on the main strip. They on the end of a strip, like all the way at the end on a corner, and they sit all by themselves. You know what I'm saying? So even if they left the doors wide the fuck open, it wouldn't matter because ain't nobody down on that end of the club on a Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? It ain't popping on the Wednesday night. You know, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So.
They don't have ladies Wednesday night ladies night?
Nah, the not Thursday? At that club. Not at that particular club, nah. Just because of where it's located at. It's kind of located in a bad spot. So it's kind of hid away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
that's not good.
Yeah. But fuck it. We was up in there. You know what I'm saying? This was his Quantum physics sights of who?
What the huh?
I don't know. That would have just not like you said. Quantum physics sights or something. What'd you say?
Oh, no, I didn't even say that. Can you hear me now? This phone's
Oh, okay. What'd you say?
No, I said at least it was a good concert and you got your weed back. But if you want to take okay.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. You know what I'm saying? I thank the Lord for that. You damn right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and cuss about it, too.
No. He say, ask and ye shall receive. So he ain't say what for. You know what I'm saying?
You can also take it, right?
For the little things, you know, just the little things, you know. I'm finna tell motherfucker, look, man, you keep the weed, just give me the dro bag inside that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You keep the weed, goddamn. I mean, shit. Show some kind of love, mercy. Show mercy. Let me check out.
You forgot about Buck, didn't you?
Yeah, well, nah, cause I ain't. I've been just too busy doing some other shit. What is this? The world's first electronic cigarette, Smoke True. This is www.smoketrue.com. This is another.
I saw that. That's ridiculous.
This is a bit66.com affiliate or what? What is it? A damn e-cigarette. Why don't you just tell people to stop fucking smoking? How about that? Don't even pretend. You know what I'm
saying?
I fucking smoke weed. Yeah, I mean, looks, feels, and tastes like a real cigarette.
Right.
They got them shits down here. The motherfuckers hide in a bitch, too. I think like $60 for the kit or some shit like that. $30 something dollars for the for the cigarette, for the little packs. I'm like, God damn, you might as well smoke some fucking weed. It's cheaper. And if you can't handle it, you know what I'm saying, then that means take two puffs and put the fucking blunt down. Stop trying to smoke like your homeboys and smoke the whole blunt at one time. You know, that's what people be getting the shit wrong at. You know what I'm saying? If you know that you can't smoke a lot of weed, then only hit the bitch two times and mellow the fuck out. Don't sit up there and try to smoke and then smoke because you see everybody else do that. That's because everybody else's tolerance is built up and they can do that. You know, you got to crawl before you walk, Craig. You know, got to crawl before you walk.
Just puff up past, you know.
You know, that's real. Let me get another smoker up in here, you know what I'm saying?
What's poppin'?
What's
happening? 421, you know what I'm saying? I'm on the over, ready to have fun. Woo!
Hey.
Man, it's going down. You know, I had a good time. Shouts out to Mystical, man. You know, I really just want to send a big shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? Let me bring.
Hey, how was that, man?
That was excellent. Oh, I got to bring 412 up in this.
Yeah.
Short being cool, ain't got enough time, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
What was that?
Bid66.com is in the building, people. Bid66.com.
Thank you, Adam.
And don't forget it. Get your
it's
good skills and thrills.
It's going
how can
down.
We forget?
Bid66.com. is where I got a 2006 Dodge Charger for only $29.
You paid too much for it because I had a lady win one for 10 cents. You got fucked.
Damn.
Like a late bitter.
Just to inform you about them e-cigarettes, I'm going to tell a little story since you're talking about weed. You know, I got into the electronic cigarette business, and they take these little cartridges that you put under the battery. And what we're doing now is we're developing a cartridge with that you put on cartridges.
East Patriot Gregan.
Did we lose you?
East Patriot Gregan.
Yeah, just fell out. Yeah.
Bid66.com.
It just fell out, people. All right. Well, yeah. Hey, but no, the concert was great, man. I mean, Missus came up and did his thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it was a good thing, man. It was a good deal. And he got there a little early and watched some of the acts perform. You know what I'm saying? Which you don't find motherfucking artists do that periodically. They don't watch the independent artists. You know, they come late night, do their little set. And they out, but he stuck around. He signed autographs, took pictures, let people actually interact with him and shit. You know what I'm saying? Security wasn't all overbearing and stupid and shit. So, you know, it was a good show. He let a couple girls come up on stage and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it seemed like he was nervous at first. You know, he had a little jury on and shit. You know what I'm saying? But then when he seen that people weren't trying to fuck him over, you know what I'm saying? He went on ahead and. You know, it came on in.
Hey, Smelly, how much time did Mystical take?
6 years. You in there, right, Ethan?
Yeah. They're big deal. I just wanted to tell you about that. You know, we're out in California, you know, as Goofy and everybody knows, you know, you get a prescription, you can go to one of those marijuana stores and pick out what you want. And we're going to try to get these cartridges put in the stores so you could actually smoke marijuana off an e-cigarette.
What is your business called? Is that Blue Chip?
No, it's called SmokeTrue.com.
Okay, so you can put the herb in there and burn the herb out of.
Well,
like
you got to make it into an oil because it makes water vapor. So we're experimenting and turn it into like an oil, like hash oil.
Yeah, you got to oil base it.
Right. So, we tried it a little bit, and it seems to work real good, So we're going to take a shot and put them out there and see what happens.
But with the herb in it.
With the herb in it, right. You got to have a prescription to get them, though.
God damn it.
Right.
Oh, I got a prescription. Yeah, somebody send me a prescription. Call.
Oh, hey, you know what? Smelly, you come out of California, I'll get you one, brother.
Hey,
all you gotta do is say you got a bunion on your foot, and they'll give you one. They give anybody one. How's goof?
No, no.
Yeah, they give them to anybody.
Amazon Media has one.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Amazon Media has one, Smelly.
Damn. What's up? Well, shit. I already know. I ain't even worried about it. We will be smoking medically. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, when's the other station going to be up, dude?
Well, I had a little boo-boo when I went to renew. I ended up renewing because I got two different domain names. And I think so I've been yelled at.
You renewed the wrong one. That's what you're saying.
Wrong one. So,
well, you know what? It's only
$10
to renew it. Jesus God.
Yeah. So I got to renew it again, which,
Hey, the best deal in town is that live stream. It's free, and they got all kind of features on that thing. That's a good deal. You know that? You see that, Goofy? That live stream?
Live stream is big.
A lot of fans keep telling me to jump on the live stream.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm already devoted to May 1st, the 300th episode of 186.2,
wow,
the worldwide radio show.
Well, see, I'm saying, but see, with that live stream, that shit there, it can get a little technical. But there's so much shit to do. You can do so much shit. You can really do a real live fucking TV
podcast.
Type shit.
You can do a podcast.
Right.
Yeah, and that's why I got videos. I did a couple of little videos off of there. But it was just so much shit. I was like, God damn.
They've made it
pretty user friendly.
They've made that pretty user friendly because I looked at it and I can almost figure it out, I guarantee.
No, I'm just saying it's so you can set up a production team and actually have people remote. Got their own thing going on. Goofy controlling the overlays to drop down.
Yeah,
you can be
like
controlling
fuck.
Cameras and all this shit.
Why don't
I mean,
you do
it's
it,
like,
man?
Damn, that shit's hot. So yeah,
why don't
it's just
you hook up the live stream?
Perry,
it's free.
Yesterday for the first time. Tyler Perry, and he's from a lot of these movies, and people got to chat and talk with him, but there was like over 60,000 people, so you couldn't even get into the chat. It was crazy, but I'm thinking you should do that too. I was thinking that yesterday.
You can go to that Marie Tori got a show, vimradio.com. She has a live stream cast, and it works pretty good, vimradio.com. If you go there, you can see it live in action.
Oh, you know, Marty Torres, is anything free, she's there.
Oh, you got that right.
Man, shit, anything free, I'm there, shit. I be looking at it, because that's how I get a lot of the shit that for free, because I look at what anybody else is using, and that shit say free, let me click on it, because I think I can use that.
Hey, Smell, why don't you try it out? It hurt cost you not to try it out.
No, I'm on live stream, though. I have a live stream account.
Well, fucking fix it up.
Get it
done.
I'm on live stream.
You can, man.
I got videos up on there that I've done off of Blog Talk. I mean, while I've sat here and recorded myself, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
Yeah, I got a couple of them.
Hey, Miss Computer Lady probably knows how to set that up.
Yeah, I got it up.
Hey, we're off the air, aren't we?
No, we're on VIP.
Yeah, we
thing,
are.
Yeah.
We're off, but we're VIP.
Okay. I'm just telling you guys, I just, hell, man, I just try it out. I think you guys be good on her, You're good on camera, Smelly. You'd be good on her.
Yeah, you'd be good on camera, Smelly.
Man, shit.
Come on now,
you got the full package, the full media.
You got to dress up everything.
You got to dress up? Why you got to dress up? We're in Florida, baby.
Shoot,
you need to have the full
country strain in the background.
No, most people I see, they're like,
everybody, calm down, calm down. We're not fighting. All right, calm down, everybody.
Well, do something. Holy fuck, man. It's been a fucking 6 months.
Hello.
Well, the fans are patiently waiting. 186-point Deuce will be back.
When?
You know what? May 1st.
We're waiting, G-Bone.
Yeah, I heard that before.
No. I mean, shit. What more can I do?
Hey,
you
should have seen
Deuce. You guys see my Troll Wars?
Cool.
You guys see my Troll Wars episodes?
Cool. Hey, you should have seen Debbie Daly's show last night. Oh, my fucking God. She got hooked up with them 4chan people. There was 200 people in her chat room. You should have seen the fucking shit they were saying. They were trolling her online. Oh, my fucking God. I never seen nothing like it.
All those 4chan.
Who the hell is 4chan?
No, no. 4chan's a website that all these kids go on, and they say, go to this show and troll it. So it'll have, like, hundreds and hundreds of kids.
There was 200 on there. 200 in the fucking chat room. You got chat fucking box was going fucking like fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr.
But the thing is that they call, they prank call you, and all they say is nigger, 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 nigger.
Yeah. They do that.
It gets boring, you know, once in a while.
They did that. But they were getting her good last night, like saying that they were talking about, like, if your mother or dad molesting you when you were young. So they had these dudes calling up telling stories about their dad sticking it in her rear end. You listen to that archive, you'll fucking howl. And Debbie's taking it serious, like giving
that's
these guys serious
funny
advice. I'm like, oh, Debbie, you're so crazy. Why are you falling for it?
You know, the funny thing about good old Debbie Daly is she'll believe anything. If I call her and tell her the world's coming to the end, my God, that woman is panicking. You know,
she's
hiding
under the desk.
I love Debbie Daly. You know, we go way back when we all started this blog talk radio fucking thing. But it's like, she does take things to the highest extreme.
Right.
And we love her for it.
Yeah, last night was the classic show, though. I watched a lot of her shows. That was the fucking clincher there, man.
Hey, Easy Rider, you still listen to Ghost?
Yeah, his audience has died out, though, because he's
gotten
real serious.
Oh, my God, he's gotten so crazy. I had to leave.
Yeah, he got too serious. He's real serious now, you know.
I love Ghost. You know what? I've really made money off of Ghost. He told me a couple of stock fucking options, so I just went ahead and threw a couple thousands in there, and next thing you know, I tripled my money, and all thanks to Ghost.
Wow.
For real.
That man knows.
That man knows his shit. And the funny thing is that he tells you. He breaks it down why the stock market is either going up or going down.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And it's like,
I
follow
smart,
him,
man.
And it's like, wow, I believe
he's smart.
Him.
He's smart.
He is smart.
He's one smart motherfucker, I'll tell you that. I'll give him that credit.
Exactly. Where's Smelly? Is he on the block or what?
Nah, I'm sitting here smoking in the goddamn living room, shit.
Oh, okay, all right.
Nine in the motherfucker.
Smelly stands for love, Miss
PC
Bone.
Yeah, Miss
PC
Bone.
Oh, you know what the sad thing is? On season 3 of 186-point Deuce, the producers kind of want me to break up with Miss Computer Lady because the ratings suddenly fell.
Whoa.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
You know who I'm going to try to bring
dun,
back,
dun, 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 dun.
Mouse.
Mouse is going to come back. If she
didn't know that.
If she comes back, you know, the ratings will go up. Because when I had Mouse on the show, shit, hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Hey, Goofy, who's that chick on Facebook, Manza or something?
Manza?
She's on Facebook. She's always showing her body and that black haired girl, nice as fuck. Like Hispanic type looking girl.
Man.
She's a friend of yours.
And her name's Manza?
Yeah, I think so.
I have. If you look at all my women, they're all showing their body.
Well, this one's really fucking hot.
Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone has been nominated the best Facebook friend for a guy because I have all the fucking fine-ass chicks.
Oh, you got to start sharing them a little bit.
All you got to do is that. All you got to do is that.
Facebook is big brother, too, let me tell you.
Hey, you know what, my friend?
Would you also know that Apple on your iPhone or iPad, they are tracking your every move. And they can do it legally.
Yeah, because they, you need your GPS, right? Yeah. So the idiot who needs the GPS is the idiot getting followed.
You don't even in your phone, you can just have the application on your phone. You don't even have to apply for the application. They still got you.
Well, look what they're doing to TV sets. Hey, television sets now got a chip in there that if they want to turn it on, they can see you.
Exactly.
They can.
Welcome to the United States, land of the free and home of the bullshit.
Big brother, baby.
Oh, I'm good, man. Shit, you know, people going to have to go.
Is there marijuana there or something smelly? What is it?
Melly's
feeling
his weed right now.
Today, is
it
marijuana day or what?
Yeah, this is the aftermath,
421.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, 421, okay.
Yeah, 421 is the hangover day because I got a headache from here to Mexico.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, where were you yesterday, 420?
You know what? I was supposed to be at Hippie Hill. I was going to meet Vincent the Bay in San Francisco. But the girls that I was going with, they lagged their ass off. So we ended up going to some other girl's house, and she had hella weed. I mean, this broad came out of the fucking closet with fucking garbage bags of, I mean, good fucking weed. Good shit. Like the shit we smoked in Vegas, smelly. So I spent the night there all fucking night. And then
all around it?
Oh, man, fuck, we were just smoking everything. Like, it was going out of style. It was so funny. But the thing was is that I was trying to get at one, and the girls that I came with, they hated. They were hating. Oh, man, come on. Yeah, and then to top it all off, these broads don't even let me hit it. So why are you hating? That's the thing. It's like, why? That's
hate
terrible.
What? They hated weed.
No, they hated because I was going to go bone some broad.
What the fuck, man? They ain't got no fucking ring on that fucking dick.
Exactly. I don't belong to nobody but Boonies.
Yeah, well, there it goes, you know.
Oh, my God. You know what? One of my chicks, she made, because she makes, like, brownies and all that shit, she made Boonies a little weed cookie.
A weed cookie.
Yeah, well, a little snack treat for him.
Oh,
did he do it? Did he smoke it or eat it?
No, he ate it. He slept all day and all night, but he woke up. He woke up happier than shit this morning.
I'm gonna give you that name of that chick here in a second. Here, her name is.
Yeah, he did all his classics, too. You know what I'm saying? He got a new song coming out called Fish Grease.
Oh, yeah. Well, about Mystical, how's he doing?
Yeah, he's doing good, though. He looking good, you know what I'm saying?
Because you partied with him, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago?
Nah, man, that was shit. Rick Ross. I don't party with cover motherfuckers. It wasn't Mystical, though. That bitch been locked up for 6 years, shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he been locked up 6 years.
No, but I mean...
But, you know, back out fresh, still doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? He thanked all the fans. He was like, you know, shit, I've been locked up 6 years, and y'all motherfuckers still come out, you know what I'm saying, support. That's some real nigga shit, you know what I'm saying?
What?
And he had some people out there, you know, it was like at least about 150 people out there. I give him about 150.
Yeah, but he's good, you know?
Bobby!
Oh, yeah, yeah. He spit all this shit. I mean, like, spit it. Like, goddamn. He spit his own fans. I couldn't understand.
Yeah, I got the car back. Oh, no, it's got a brand new engine.
Oh, what?
Brand new. So it's popping.
Here you are, Erico.
What's being featured tomorrow? Anybody, anything? What's happening tomorrow?
What happened? For real?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll dig up somebody. Somebody will be featured.
Freaky Friday?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to feature somebody next week. That's, what's his name? Delusional. Yeah, Delusional. We got him next week. Delusional next week on Feature in the Artist Friday. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to tweet Facebook. Well, all that electronic shit. Track me type shit. And,
hey, is anybody, anybody friends with
the
girl named Angela McQueen, Oscar De La Hoya's ex-wife on Facebook?
Angela McQueen.
Anybody friends with her on Facebook? She had a kid to Oscar De La Hoya, and like De La Hoya won't recognize it. You know, he gave her like $10,000 about 10 years ago, and she motherfucks him every fucking day on her. Oh man, it's fucking crazy, unfucking believable.
Yeah, this is one that we were smoking hella weed yesterday. He had garbage bags of weed. I never seen so much bras with so much weed in my life. I thought I was in heaven. I swear. But the
this
thing is,
be 421
remember those bras that I was in the hotel room? That
you got 2 minutes, people.
That I ended up with two of them.
Last minute shout outs.
Okay. Well, anyways, I hung out with them. And we were all supposed to go to Hippie Hill.
Last minute, what's up? Last minute, anything. We was up out of this biatch to tomorrow for your Friday. Thank you to everybody for riding out for Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? Proud sponsor of www.trialoutofradio.com. You know what I'm saying? Temporarily. Under maintenance. Coming back soon. Bigger, better. Y'all look out for us. Coming soon, www.trilateralradio.com. Write it down. Just bookmark the page. And then check back and bam. You'll see
great. Let's get that motherfucker open,
man. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah, man. It's open. This dude going to tell me it was $150 to restore the damn page. I'm like, what?
It'll never get open now.
I'm like, that's bullshit.
It'll never get open now.
We got the old page, you know what I'm saying? But not the new one that we just made changes to. So we just got to go back and then, you know what I'm saying, re-update it with the
new
thing.
I'm there trying to fuck one.
The one that came with,
we're all hate.
Yeah, it ain't that bad. It's just me registering the wrong domain fucked up. So. You know, but hey, that's what pie is, too, people. You know what I'm saying?
No, wait, give me a call, man.
Yeah, I'll meet you up on the line.
Give me a call. I'm hanging up. I'll talk to this later.
All right.
Give me a call.
Hello, Easy Rider. Y'all hit him up, www.biz66.com.
Smoke true.